Welcome everybody to the Motivational Trainer. Please leave me a 5-star rating, a review, click the subscribe button. All these things help me reach out to folks that would like a little assistance in their everyday routine. What we do here at the Motivational Trainer is we take little small bites at the bigger picture, and what you will experience in a short period of time is those little small bites make you more efficient, build stronger habits, and which ultimately lead to you utilizing time a little bit better. You know, the number one complaint I get and I hear is not enough time. Well, the fact of the matter is everybody has 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, regardless of where you live or how you're going about your day. You know, it's how you manage your time. And I always thought, prior to learning these little simple steps or my new habits, rituals, if you will, that I was good about managing time. I thought I was pretty efficient, and I just thought that, you know, my day was busy as it could be, you know, and it didn't leave any extra for anything else. And then once I started on this journey and started really experiencing what a clear mind and what a clear objective with goals and staying focused could allow me to do, I started all of a sudden having more time, which allowed me to do additional things. So that's what we would like to do in the program. That's what we do in the program. We teach people simple steps to achieving what they want to achieve because it's possible. And a lot of people don't realize how possible it is because they get caught up in the day-to-day things. They get caught up in the 9-to-5, rush, 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 rush. There can't be any possibility for me to do anything extra. But there really is. And I'm not necessarily talking about alleviating anything from your current schedule. You know, we all have certain things that we go about and we enjoy doing. Spending time with our families, working. You know, not that we have to mitigate any of that. We just work within those parameters and become more efficient. And, you know, train our body to be more active and go about things differently. The best thing about that is it's possible because everybody has the opportunity to do it. It doesn't matter where you are right now, what your current situation is. Everybody that can say, you know, woe is me for whatever the reason may be. You know, woe is me for my financial situation, or woe is me for my family situation, or woe is me because the current job I'm in isn't ideal and won't allow me to grow as a person. For everyone who can say that, there are 50 who are in the same position doing something about it. You know, and that's the first step. The first step is realizing that it can be done. It's absolutely possible. We have numerous examples of how that's possible. Numerous examples of people who are in a worse situation than you, more challenges than you, but are still able to overcome it. And it starts with you. You know, I think a lot of what we do as a society and through conformity is we get comfortable with certain situations. We pick up certain bad habits because we're trained to do that. You know, ever since we're born, you know, half of what we are blessed with is nature. The other half of what we're blessed with is nurture. You know, so naturally we're more talented at certain things. Naturally we're better at certain things. Naturally we're geared in a certain way and we're wired for certain things. But then again, we pick up a lot of things from our surroundings, and it happens so often because we're not conscientious of what's going on in our surroundings, that once we do recognize it, usually it's 25, 30 years down the road where we now have these bad habits that we have to break, in addition to all this other baggage that we've picked up along the way. And I use baggage in not a bad way. You know, baggage is just extra stuff, at least in this context. You know, whether it's, you know, you have family responsibilities, you have financial responsibilities, you have liabilities that are tying up some of your financial resources. You know, those types of things, unfortunately, go unchecked as you get older. And then I believe you're listening to this podcast because you recognized, I want different. There needs to be something else out there, and I want to pursue that something else. You just need to know how to go about doing so. And I'm here to tell you that you can do so. You absolutely can do so, regardless of the situation There are certain things that you can do on a daily basis that will turn into habits that will allow you in the future to achieve really whatever you want to achieve. You know, and that's different from everybody, and it's true for everybody. It's true for that person that wants to go out and be the most successful garbage man. Wayne Huizenga, great example in the world. It's that person that wants to be the most successful teacher and be able to touch the most amount of lives in the world. Or, you know, someone that's looking to build generational wealth. And wealth is an interesting term, because wealth can be perceived differently. But truly, when somebody's wealthy, they have financial freedom. And they're able to do whatever they want to do, whenever they, however they want to do, because they have the financial means to do so. Now, there are people out there who are wealthy who make, you know, less than six figures. You know, it doesn't matter how much you actually make. It's how much you're actually able to store and have accessible to you. Not in the form of credit or debt, but readily available that you can access at a moment's notice. That's very liquid, as, you know, the financial planners would say. So it's all possible. It's all readily available, waiting for you just to go take it. So if this sounds like something that you'd be interested in and you want to be a part of, and you just need to learn the, you know, three or four minimal things you can be doing on a daily basis to change that, I'm here to help you. So please get on my calendar. Reach out. I'd love to have a 30-minute conversation about where you're currently at and where you want to be and what I can do to assist. You know, we might be a great fit. Hopefully we are. You know, there are some folks that aren't ready for the program. You know, and I struggled for a very, very long time. So I can relate to this situation where, you know, I was listening to podcasts. I was listening to motivational speakers. I was doing some things, but I wasn't building habits. Now I'm at a point in my life where I found the secret to building habits and the, you know, the easiest path of least resistance to building these habits. So I was able to sustain them, and now they're, you know, plug and play. Every day, just like, you know, the morning cup of coffee, I get up and I do it routinely without even thinking. And that's where I'd like to get you guys at. So if that sounds like a good idea, get on my calendar. It was great hearing from everybody. Look forward to talking to you. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Have a good day.